Hi, I'm Teresa Branscombe from the Internal Revenue Service. Are you thinking about making some green improvements to your home and hoping to save some green in the process? If so, you're going to want to hear what my colleague Rob Marvin has to say. He is a media relations specialist at the IRS. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Rob, tell me about these new or existing home energy credits.
Well, there's two credits that have been recently made more generous. The good news about that is it puts more money in homeowners' pockets.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, you have to make a energy efficient improvement to your house. That is, if you add insulation, improve the outside windows to your house, if you upgrade your heating and air conditioning system, all as a way to make your house more energy efficient.
All right. Well, how much is this credit worth?
Well, let me give you an example. Say you spend $1,000 on new insulation. Taxpayers would get, in the form of tax credit, $300 back. This translates to a 30% tax credit, and that's a lot more generous than the old tax credit. Under the old law, the credit was only 10%, so you certainly get more in your pocket this way.
Sounds like it. Now, is the sky the limit?
Well, there's a limit. For items installed and placed into use in 2009 and 2010, you get a total tax credit of $1,500. Again, this is more generous than the old law. There was a $500 limit, so there's more in your pocket.
But is there any fine print?
Well, there's always things to be careful about. One thing is that in order for an item to qualify, it has to be even more energy efficient than it was under the old law. This means that in order to get the credit, you have to place the item into service after February 17th, 2009.
And these new energy efficient standards apply to those type of products after February 17th, right?
That's correct.
Okay. How would I even know if my product qualifies?
Well, the best place to check is the IRS website, irs.gov. One thing you'll notice there is that you can rely on existing manufacturers' certifications for products you purchased before June 1, 2009.
Okay.
The other thing to remember is that for exterior windows and skylights, you can rely on the Energy Star label. This is the green label you see on green products in the stores.
Okay. Anything else people need to know about?
Well, manufacturers have to be careful of something, too. They should remember not to certify products that don't meet the new standards.
All right. Now, you did say there was a second credit.
There is a second credit. This is for alternative energy equipment placed in service on or connection with your house. This might be a solar water heater, a geothermal heat pump, a small wind turbine, things like that.
So how big is the credit for these items?
Well, this credit also is 30%, but in this case, there is no limit. So say you spend $10,000 on a solar water heater, you get a tax credit of $3,000.
Okay, sounds very good. Well, Rob, thank you so much for this information.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for joining us. I'm Teresa Branscombe. You can learn more about going green and getting some green back on the IRS's official website, irs.gov.